My name is Charlie Tom Anderson, and I live in Miller, South Dakota. I've been here since 1938, and I married a local girl, so after the war, we came back here.
So tell me, were you drafted or did you enlist? And
I enlisted.
You did. How old were you?
21.
And what year was that?
1942.
What made you want to enlist and join the military?
I was A1 in the draft if they were going to draft me, and I didn't want to be drafted. And my mother called me when the Japanese hit Hawaii, and it was December 7th, you know. She said, "Now, I know you're going to enlist." I said, "I didn't know for sure." Well, she said, "I know you're going to." So, but she said, "Be home for Christmas." And that's the last Christmas I was home. I enlisted on January 8th in Minneapolis. And I went overseas March the 9th.
Where did you go to? Where were you deployed to?
Well, I eventually ended up in American Samoa in a defense battalion protecting the harbor, which was a big harbor, and I was in the range section, which we had that and had a lot of other chores too, but it was kind of interesting, and I learned a little. Of course, I was a punk kid.
So self-described punk kid. Tell me about yourself when you were 21.
Well, I found out I wasn't quite as big a man as I thought I was. But everybody else is in the same boat. And luckily, I had a little college. So the major went through the list, and he took the college kids he could get, and he put us in his outfit. And I went up the rank fairly fast for a Marine Corps. The island I was on was called Tutuila, and Pago Pago was you might have heard of that. They called it a town, but there really wasn't any town there. There was just a, and we were stationed on a hill up above. We could see the harbor and we could see the ocean. And approximately half mile is where our guns were. And we could track a target and tell them the range and everything. And when they'd fire, we'd try to go over them on the first shot. And then the second shot to be a little short, intentionally. The third shot, we had them right in there. And at 5 or 6 miles, we were quite accurate.
Why'd you do that? Why'd you go longer and then shorter?
So we could get the exact range. We knew up there where we were, as soon as the bullet or landed where we were at, and then we could figure it out like that.
So tell me, do you have a memory that stands out the most in your mind, or the most powerful moment you had while you were in service?
Well, unluckily we had mosquito problems, and we were coming down with what they call filariasis. And it's elephantitis, and they didn't know much about it. So all they'd feed us is APC tablets, which Tylenol would be comparable today, I guess. And part of your body, maybe the arm here, would swell up like that. And a couple of days it'd go down, maybe come over here and then here. It'd finally go in the groin. And I lost about 60 pounds in about 3-4 days. And that was the tough part. You couldn't eat, couldn't sleep. and sweat. It was awful, awful humid. We had over 200 inches of rain the first year we were there. That's a lot of rain.
When you enlisted at 21, were you married at that time?
No. No, I wasn't. I enlisted in Minneapolis, but I made all arrangements in Aberdeen. And then they shipped us to Minneapolis. They had about four or five train cars full of us. And the hotel wasn't a number one hotel. Never dope addicts in there. And we learned a lot in a hurry. And then they shipped us all to San Diego. And what they needed then was bodies. We didn't have anybody. They didn't have clothing enough for us. I've got a pretty big foot. That's a 13. And they tried to get me to wear 10 and a half. They didn't have anything bigger. So I had to wear civilian shoes until they could. It was about 2-3 weeks, I guess.
You just said that they needed bodies. How did that make you feel?
Well, at that time you didn't realize it so much, but the feeling of, what word do I want to use, of defending your country and sticking up was a lot more intense then than it is now today. I don't blame the kids today for not wanting to go. They don't have much chance, really. And we didn't know how bad it was going to be. Many of us had never been out of the state before. That would have been nice. I had, but a lot of people hadn't. Yeah. And then the folks never knew where you were at. So when I went in and they shipped us over so quick, well, less than 2 months, we never got a furlough or even a overnight pass. And when you were done with this, you went to this. And then we came off the rifle range and we didn't have anything to go. And the next day we was on board ship. Didn't know where you were going or anything.
Did you feel prepared?
Oh, physically, yeah. Yeah. It's quite a mental change, though, too.
How did it feel when you came home?
I was in a naval hospital in Oakland, California. And my folks had moved from Howard, South Dakota to Oakland, California during the war. So this was only about 10 miles from where my folks lived. And I had to pay a guy to telephone them. They wouldn't let us go to a phone. We were quarantined. And as soon as they could get in to see us, so they did. My mother didn't know me. I'd lost so much weight, and I had a red beard, you know. And, as soon as we spoke, she knew who I was, but she'd went by me.
How old were you?
Well, I became 22 when a week or so after I joined, and I came back, I was 25. And then they were getting so many of us, thousands and thousands of us, it was coming from other islands too, that they couldn't handle them all in Oakland, so they gave you a choice of what hospital they went to. And my wife, who's my wife now, she was in Washington, D.C., so I picked out Bethesda Naval Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland, which was 5 miles away. And so that's how we got back together again. We'd went to get here together. Yeah.
Do you feel that the war changed you in any way?
Oh, I'm sure it did. It changed everybody. The war educated the United States. We used to be, well, the transportation isn't like it is today here, you know. So you never got out of your circle very often. And like my wife, she went to Washington, D.C., and I was all over the world, and it just opened up all the avenues. And, of course, here they didn't pay anything. And I know my wife got a job. She was getting $125 a month, and that was really hay. And by the time the war ended, she was getting about $400 a month, which was good for her, but of course I was only getting $80. Yeah.
She was in the States, and yeah, you were overseas putting your life on the line.
Yeah.
And you're getting paid less than she was.
Oh, yeah. We all did, though. We didn't regret that. They had to have everybody, you know. Yeah. Oh, I got to be a sergeant in charge of a Marine detachment on a Navy base when I was in Washington after I got out of the hospital. Well, I'd made sergeant when I was in the Navy Yard there. And so we had pretty good duty, and then my wife and I could live together too, you know, and not like, you know, me being out there and her being here. And so we've been married, it'll be 64 years pretty quick.
Congratulations.
Thank you.